Time to welcome in a new regular over the next little while. Chris Abbott joins us from Odd Shark. As every Friday, Chris is going to join us and look ahead to the weekend and show us where we can put some money. So we'll talk to Chris again on Friday, but thought we'd introduce him today. Mr. Abbott, how are you today? Thanks for doing this, man.
Oh, I'm great, man. Thanks very much. I love the introduction. You almost made it sound like a pyramid scheme. Hey, you want to make some money? I thought you were going to have something to pitch to me, but yeah,
it's true.
Sports betting is way better than a pyramid scheme.
Hey, do you want to go talk to all your friends and annoy them as you try to hawk this product to them, and then they stop talking to you forever? That should be the sell.
Sauce and ketones.
Yeah, exactly. Do you need some vitamins or some? Do you need some household equipment? That's the way to go about it. Tell us about Odd Shark, Chris, and because it's a really fascinating website, and I could do a Reader's Digest on it, but I feel like you're a better candidate to do so.
Sure. Well, oddshark.net.com, depending on where you're looking and where you see it advertised, it all redirects to the same place. We break down basically all the betting odds you could want in all the professional sports in North America and Europe and Latin America. So, you know, we get into the soccer and deep down into those leagues and stuff like that. So not only do we have the betting odds and different suggested sports books for people to play at, we also have game previews, video analysis. Basically, it's a one-stop shop for everything you need to know before you place a bet on a sporting event.
Yeah, it really is a valuable resource. So what's your background? Like, how did you get into the handicapping and line watching business?
Man, like a lot of us, accidentally. I started, like most people, I'm Canadian, so I grew up playing hockey and fast pitch softball, and I was always into sports. I loved watching sports. I was on the broadcasting side of things for a little bit, and then this job kind of came up. And over the years, I had always found, especially when I was coaching, that I could kind of, I saw the game, I felt a little bit differently than a lot of people, and I always looked for things that were happening, things that would maybe happen a couple of games before and then see a result a couple of games later, things like that. So I was always kind of keen for trends and performances of players and the mental aspect of it for players. And the sports betting part kind of came later. I was more of an analyst of sports, and then, you know, they were like, well, can you analyze the game, but then tell us who you think is going to win and why? And that's all sports betting is. It's an educated guess at who's going to win the game or what the outcome is going to be. It's, you know, it's far from an exact science, as you guys can imagine. But there's definitely an opportunity to make money if you're selective and you pick the right games.
Well, let's start doing that. Chris Abbott joins us from Odd Shark. Tell us about game 3 tonight of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. Carolina and Boston. Where do you see some good money plays?
Well, we've seen throughout the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs, especially, that home teams are kind of getting overvalued sometimes. Now, the NBA is a bit different because you're usually betting spreads, and that's a whole other game on itself. But right now, the Boston Bruins are coming in as an underdog in Game 3 in Carolina tonight. And I think that's because Carolina's been so successful at home through these playoffs. But you kind of got to look through that and get past the fact that, oh, they have a winning record on home ice. And maybe look at, oh, they beat the New York Islanders, who weren't really that good and couldn't score. And they're now playing the Boston Bruins, a team that dominated them through the first two games. So I'm all over Boston as an underdog here tonight. I love it. I think it's a gift. You know, Carolina may win one of these games at home. I think the home crowd and the environment and rally is certainly a factor, but you also got to realize that Boston just came through that in Columbus, which was a zoo, and they did just fine.
Yeah. And what about game 3 of the Western Conference Final? San Jose now on the road. They're in St. Louis tomorrow night.
So I think that series is a little tougher. I thought San Jose looked really good in game 1. I thought St. Louis looked really good in game 2. Jordan Binnington bounced back, and I think Martin Jones kind of flattened out finally. It's taken a while, but I thought last night when they needed a big save from him, they never necessarily got it. But in that series, it's a little tougher for me, but you can also bet on goal totals. So the goal total for that game is set at 5.5. In the first two games of each of these series, the total has gone over every time. And I think for San Jose, St. Louis, San Jose has been playing to the over a lot this year. So I think I'm going to look at an overplay in that game as well.
Okay. With Chris Abbott from Odd Shark. What about the NBA? The Raptors are on to the Eastern Conference Final. They've got a tough task in the Milwaukee Bucks. I know we're a couple of days away, but I guess it's tomorrow. But just your thought on the NBA's Eastern Conference Final and what some of the numbers are pointing at early on.
Well, right now we're seeing Milwaukee as a 6-point favorite at home, and I'm seeing 57% of the betting action is coming in on Milwaukee at that number. So what you'll see sometimes if that number, if that gets up to, you know, 60, 65%, you might see an extra half point put onto that spread. For me, I mean, I think it was great what happened in Toronto the other night, but Milwaukee presents a whole different challenge to the Raptors than the 76ers did, in my estimation. I think, personally, if Joel Embiid had realized that he is not a point guard and tried to play down low and in the paint a little bit more, that the Sixers would have had some more success. And Giannis is going to do exactly that. So it's going to be an interesting challenge for Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka, I think. I think they might get into some foul trouble because Giannis obviously draws a ton of fouls. So Milwaukee minus six here, Toronto coming off maybe a potential hangover from all that excitement just a couple of nights ago. I like Milwaukee here. Unfortunately for the Raptors, I don't see a way that they get through this series.
Final thought for you. Just looking ahead, we've got 5 days until CFL training camps open. We'll get more into, game by game stuff when we have you on regularly on Fridays. But just you've been taking a look at some of the Grey Cup futures. What jumps out at you in the CFL right now?
Okay, so for the last, like, month, 6 weeks, the BC Lions were the favorite, and they were paying at about 3-1. And then the Stamps, obviously the champs, and then should have been champs the year before, were riding shotgun. And that kind of seemed odd to me. But then today, as I was getting ready to come on with you guys, I see that Calgary is now plus 275, BC plus 300. Obviously, some of that would have been a reaction to the huge Mike Riley acquisition. And then you also see that, conversely, in the Eskimos odds, they're 10-1 to win the Grey Cup. Like, they're down there with Montreal and Toronto, who were like maybe could have competed for the Vanier Cup last year in Montreal and Toronto. So so Edmonton not looking so good off the hop, but yeah, the Stamps are the betting favorite right now to get back and to win. And hey, are you guys hosting that this year too?
We certainly are. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Well, that'd be really cool. So yeah, they're the betting favorite right now.
Good stuff, man. Well, I appreciate it. We will talk to you again on Friday. We'll look ahead to some weekend odds and some weekend numbers. But thanks for jumping aboard with us, Chris. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next little while.
Great stuff. And one last thing. You guys out west, you're really lucky. I was just betting on afternoon hockey. You get to do that all the time. I have to wait for the World Championship. And Rito Berra just pitched about a 9-save shutout for Switzerland. We got the win.
He made all 9 saves, eh?
Yeah, Austria didn't put up much of a fight, oddly enough.
Yeah, former Flame, Red O'Bara. That's hopefully you made a little coin on Switzerland's big win today.
I actually did, yeah. We'll talk more on Friday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.